Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fourth installment on the Haftorahs of the 3 weeks. So we had the first parak of Yirmiyahu. God gave Yirmiyahu his charge. Yirmiyahu does seem to accept the charge. God shows him two different images having to do with calamities coming quickly. God says, go and tell the Jewish people. He emphasizes to Yirmiyahu, Yirmiyahu should not be afraid. It's not an easy thing to tell the Jewish people that they'll have great calamities if they don't turn it around. But then we begin the second chapter, and this is actually the end of the first Haftorah. And Hashem then says to Yirmiyahu, go say the following in the ears of Yerushalayim, the people of Yerushalayim. Very famous pasuk. It's the second perek, the second pasuk. Ko amar Hashem, so says God, Zacharti lach chesed nirayich. I have remembered for you the kindness of your youth, Ahavas kalulo soyach, the love while you were a bride. Lech teich acharai bamidbar be'eretz lo zerua. You're following after me in the desert, in a barren land. This is so strange. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to shape up or ship out. And now just tell the Jewish people how much I love them and how much I remember their kindness to me. What's the point here? Where does this fit in context? So just before we get into that, excuse me, so the Radak just explains, referring specifically to the Jewish people during the generation of the desert, after they left Egypt, and that they had faith in God as they came into the desert. Specifically, the love from your days as a bride is a reference to the giving of the Torah. At Har Sinai, the giving of the Torah, God is compared to the groom, and the Jewish people are compared to the bride. But why is this pasuk stated here? So the Radak says that the Jewish people need to know that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on the verge of punishing them, he still has a love for them while he punishes them. And since he has that love for them, regardless of what happens, he will not completely eradicate them. And they just need to know that. It's always an interesting thing when there are prophecies of rebuke. Sometimes there seems to be this point that if the words are too strong, the Jewish people might just give up. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and says a strong prophecy, but they need to know how much I love them, and therefore, no matter what happens, they won't be annihilated. And this, of course, is one of the greatest kindnesses. I believe we mentioned this before. There's a quote from Rabbi Yaakov Emden that more impressive than the miracle of the splitting of the sea is the miracle of the continued existence of the Jewish people throughout the generations. It's an interesting thing to think about. But that's what the Radak says this pasuk is doing here. Rashi says a slightly different point. There was a strong prophecy. What's the purpose of the strong prophecy? The purpose of the strong prophecy is to remind the Jewish people that they need to repent. And now, says Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, they need to know how I view them. I have great affection for them. So if they just come and repent, I'll take them back with open arms because I remember all the goodness of the previous generations. And therefore, that should be a motivation. They shouldn't take the prophecy as God's about to get them. They should take the prophecy as God wants them to turn around, and they just need to pivot and come back towards God, and then all these wonderful things will happen for them. It's an interesting thing to think about in general. When we talk about the kindness of earlier generations of Klal Yisrael, how much we believe, and even in this three-week period, how much we believe that God believes that we're a very special people and we're quite beloved in the eyes of God, and that we have certain traits as a people that could make us do tremendous things. And it's been that way in previous generations, and it's that way today. And even in the harshness of certain prophecies and, heaven forbid, certain punishments, God still sees us with great affection. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.